John Maroney with Canopy Credit Union in Spokane says obviously the necessities such as groceries come first. If folks have that covered, he says people should build up their rainy day accounts, which should be enough to cover the bare essentials such as rent and utilities for 3 months.
A majority of households, and I'm guessing this number has increased, cannot afford a $400 to $500 expense without accessing some form of credit. And so this could be, if your base level expenses are already taken care of, the opportunity to really develop that emergency fund.
The $1,400 stimulus checks hit bank accounts as early as Wednesday. Payments phase out for individuals making more than $80,000 a year or married couples jointly making $160,000. Maroney says people also should pay down their debts with stimulus money and tax refunds. If that's not an issue, they can contribute to their retirement fund. If they're really fortunate, folks can donate that money to nonprofits or someone in need. Maroney also advises people not to judge someone for how they spend their stimulus checks. They could have been recently evicted or struggling with food insecurity.
Remember that they may have experienced not knowing where their next meal is going to come from. So when you have money, you spend it on those things. Because if your experience has been, I don't know how long I'm going to have this money for, that really, really changes how you handle finances when you get a windfall.
Maroney says if folks aren't sure what to do with the money coming in, they can reach out to their local financial institution for individual advice. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Tessa Kim.